You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 197.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Hey, and welcome to another week here on the Blissful Bites podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I'm so glad you are listening to this week's interview. I'm so psyched to bring you this person's interview. It's someone, yes, another person I met through the 90-day year and through Basecamp, and she's just so much fun. Courtney Foster Donahue is from Atlanta. She has four businesses, and she is really rocking it. I started joining her Facebook group, and she's just so much fun. She's actually doing this really amazing free week, Facebook on Fleek Week, which is going to be so informative. I already listened to the first day's lesson, and I highly recommend you sign up too. So Courtney is going to tell you how to find her, and go ahead, join her Facebook group, and then come on over and join the Facebook on Fleek Week, because I'll be doing it along with you. So I hope you enjoy this interview. We had a lot of fun doing this, and I think I've said fun like six times at this point, so I'm just going to get into the interview. And if you enjoy it, then come on over to the Blissful Bites community over on Facebook and come tell us what you thought.
Courtney Foster Donahue is an Atlanta-based four-time entrepreneur, business strategist who specializes in video content creation and Facebook marketing and advertising. She helps entrepreneurs of all kinds through a suite of online programs, including her acclaimed signature program, FB Everything. Leveraging a 20-year career as a professional stage and screen actress, Courtney also synthesizes these talents and skills to help others build their brands using their own unique talents through storytelling and strategy. I already have like a million questions for you, Courtney.
I'll answer them.
Thanks so much for being here. I'm really excited to chat with you.
Yay. Thank you for having me, Nicole. I appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about you and everything you do.
Everything I do. I do lots of things. I wear many, many hats, as most entrepreneurs do. But like you said, I've got four different businesses, this being one of them. I say it's just my business because I don't have a name for it, but it's just me. So I help entrepreneurs grow their brands. I teach business branding and social media strategy. Obviously, I specialize in Facebook marketing and video content and things like that. But that kind of came from the experience with my other three businesses. I started those, and it was one of those things where I started one business, I kind of systematized it, got it to a great place where it was kind of doing its own thing. I had enough, you know, hours in the week where I thought, well, I want to try to build up a second one and then a third one. And through all of that, I had people kind of tapping me on the shoulder, messaging me, hey, how are you doing what you're doing? How are you finding so much success with your businesses? You know, what's the secret? What's the, you know, the magic, whatever. And so I found myself sort of, on the side, part-time, doing coaching, doing consulting, just doing it for free at first because I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, I don't know how I did what I did. Let's try to figure it out and help you do the same thing with your business. And it got to the point where I was able to kind of put things into like systems. And so I did a lot of consulting and coaching that ultimately turned into courses. So I have a suite of online courses now and a variety of different subject areas, but Facebook is my signature program. And that's kind of how it all happened, as I was doing all these other business things. And I found that I was getting as many emails in my inbox asking about, you know, will you help me with my business, almost as much as I was just emails for those actual businesses. And I had, my time was so divided among those different things that I thought, well, let me automate these other businesses as much as I can. And I think I want to put all my focus in this online business thing and helping other entrepreneurs with their businesses. And so ultimately that's how I spend most of my time, but I do have the other ones as well. Two of them are children's entertainment companies. So we primarily do like princess parties, which, you know, you as a mom know that's like a thing, but when I tell other people, they're like, what? So But I have that, and I have two different locations for that that business. And then I also, with my husband, I've partnered with him, and he is a dog trainer. He has a great dog training business here in Atlanta. And so I kind of have, you know, I divide my time among those three, but most of my time is spent with the online business.
I probably could ask you as many questions about your princess business as my 4-year-old's on like a plane coming down to see you and your princess business.
Let's do it.
So for your online business, do you work with every type of entrepreneur? Is there a niche that you have? Who do you mainly work with?
Yeah, well, I sort of just started with, you know, who comes to me and who needs help. It wasn't really like, well, I'm going to only work with such and such type of business owner. But what sort of happened, what I found that I was attracting over time were both women and men. So not really just ladies, which is a little bit different. Usually when you talk to someone who's a coach, a consultant, a teacher, an online business, if they're ladies, they attract ladies. If they're guys, they attract guys. So I have a nice mix of both, which is cool because it's a, you know, great combination of energy. And most of my students are within their first 5 years of business. I'm not against it, but I don't tend to attract a lot of people who are brand new to business. So most are in those first couple of years. They've got things going, you know, they're profitable, but they want to scale. They want to reach even more people. They think, well, you know, I don't want to be the best kept secret anymore. So how can I not be that? And so a lot of what I teach through the different marketing courses and things like that is to help people get more visibility. If you already got a good thing going, let's get more people to learn about it. So, by and large, it's people in those first few years of business. And honestly, it's just kind of everything. It's online businesses, it's local businesses. I've got some folks who are brick and mortar. I've got folks who are strictly through a website, products and services, B2B, B2C. It is like a crazy mix. I always say when I'm marketing my Facebook course, I've got everything from dog trainers to sex therapists, and I literally do. I have such a diverse group, and I kind of love that. They always say, you know, the riches are in the niches, but I've never really had one specific group that you know came to me. It's just a little bit of everybody.
I love that. So, what are the ways that you teach people how to get more eyeballs and how to scale their business?
Yeah, primarily through my Facebook program, FB Everything, and it's kind of what it sounds like. It's Facebook Everything. So, we cover ads definitely. So that's a really big part of it. I'm a big believer in paid promotion. I don't believe in build it and they will come. I say build it and then go tell everyone you know about it, right? And so I teach ads absolutely, but we also talk about organic content. Live streaming, really everything with that platform. It's the biggest, you know, social media platform out there. It's only growing. I really do believe Facebook is like a layer of the internet at this point. It's not really like, you know, the other social media platforms. And so for a business to get that and to be able to fully utilize all that Facebook has to offer, you know, you can really go so far for free in a lot of capacities. But, you know, if you want to scale, you don't. What's great with Facebook ads is that you don't necessarily have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. You can spend a small amount of money. You can turn your ad off whenever you want with no additional ad spend. There's such flexibility with that form of advertising versus, you know, putting up a billboard on the highway or doing a TV commercial or a radio spot or a website ad. You're not locked in with Facebook ads. You're not, there's no like bare minimum sort of requirement. You just put it out there, and if it doesn't work, you change it and you can split test. And so for me, I think it's one of the wisest ways to scale for a business because of that flexibility, because of the powerful audience insights that we have with that platform. And there's just, you know, it's kind of sky's the limit with it. So that's the main thing I teach with my students who are wanting to kind of get more visibility, but I also really emphasize video content. I think the stat is something like, and you could correct me if I'm wrong if you know better, but it's like by 2018, 80% of the news feed will be video or 90% or something crazy like that. And so I love to get people who don't think they can do video or don't want to do video or aren't comfy doing video and getting them to take that step because I think it's the best way to connect with people. I think it's one of the most accessible ways to connect with people. And it's kind of one of those, if you don't do it, you're going to get left behind. And so a lot of what I teach also focuses on being comfortable on the camera and confident on the camera and communicating, you know, whatever it is with your business that you can to, you know, deepen know, like, and trust, to reach people in a bigger, better way and get that, again, get that increased visibility.
A lot of my audience is huge fans of Instagram because it's such a visual platform. Yeah. And people can get very frustrated with Facebook because if you don't have a strategy, your organic reach isn't going to go very far. So Can you just kind of make the case for taking time to learn more about Facebook and what it has to offer?
Yeah, I love that. Well, first off, I do love Instagram. I always say Facebook is my first love, but Instagram and I are having a torrid love affair because I love the platform. First off, if you want to do ads on Instagram, you have to do them through Facebook. So that's one little nugget just to throw in there. But as far as Facebook goes, the thing about it is it's only growing. What is the number? 1.8 billion people are on the platform. 1.8 billion, which is not even a number I have a grasp of. Like I can't see that number. And you know what I mean? I can't count to, you know, that high. And of course, Instagram's growing too. It's great. The other social media platforms are great. But the thing about Facebook is it's constantly reinventing itself. It's constantly changing and evolving. And I have found with what I teach my students that, you know, if you look at the average person who, for example, doesn't go through my program, doesn't have a real strategy for not just for their ads, but for organic content, that average person does get 1 to 2 to 3% organic reach, meaning they're only reaching about 1 to 3% of their audience, which is incredibly disheartening, right? You know, however, with what I teach with my program, most of my students get closer to 50, 60, 70% organic reach. They're reaching a good portion of their audience, like pre-2014 algorithm days kind of stats. And so I think that it's a lot of different things, and you know, to kind of give it like a short pat answer is really hard because it is such a strategy. It is such a multi-layered thing. But for me, it's so much about serving before you sell, providing value up front and honoring the platform that is Facebook, that is, it's a social media platform. So many people who I see that don't succeed on Facebook, you know, organic and paid content included, they're approaching the platform as if it's, you know, not social media, but sales media, marketing media. And it's not, you know, when you arrive in the newsfeed with just a link to a sales page or just a pitch or something like that, you're crashing a party. And so the best content, the content that is the most successful, is that stuff that is relatable, it's consistent, and it's quality content that honors the social in social media, that doesn't crash the party. And that means that you really, I think if people can succeed with Facebook, with the, you know, getting good reach, getting good organic reach, you can kind of succeed with any of the platforms. And it's so, so worth it because you do have the ability to reach so many more people, so many different audiences of people. The analytics with Facebook are unlike any other social media platform. They're crazy. I mean, it's just fantastic. But they don't give you a lot for free, right? But they do give you some things like audience insights, custom audiences, you know, all kinds of different research tools that are totally free. And for me, you know, Facebook, you know, making an active effort towards engaging with your page as much as you can, trying to, you know, keep it fresh honoring the social and social media. I think that's kind of a bare minimum requirement. And when you do approach it that way, you know, serving before you're selling, I do think that you start to see things pick up a little bit. You know, but it's a lot of people do the same thing over and over again. They share their blog posts. They just share, you know, one link to a blog post every single day. It's, you know, it's just like asking someone the same question over and over again, you know, and expecting a different answer to something. And so people aren't, you know, approaching it with sort of a fresh take on things and just sort of automating it. And that's, unfortunately, that doesn't work as well as Facebook as it does maybe with Twitter, perhaps even with Instagram.
That's such a good answer. And I love how you said you have to serve before you sell, and you can't treat it as sales media. You have to treat it as social media.
Yeah, absolutely.
So can you talk a little bit about live streaming and video in general? And I would love to hear how your career as a professional stage and screen actress has really kind of set you up to be extra good on camera.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, that's funny because people always say, oh, well, you have a degree in theater, so you're going to, of course, you're good on camera. But what's funny is for me, honestly, when I first said, okay, I need to put out more video, that's something I should start doing, it was a bit of a challenge for me because I'm not playing a character, I'm playing myself, and I'm not used to playing myself. I'm used to being given a script and being someone else, right? I've never like hosted a TV show or something where I truly am just like my own personality. So while I'm more comfortable probably than the average person just because I have experience with that type of, you know, media, it still is a bit of a challenge for me. But I think, you know, what's interesting for me that I sort of started this whole online business thing actually about, it was a year ago last week. Exactly. I just had my 1 year bizniversary. So yay. And what I had started, I said, you know, I've been coaching for a while. I created a course. I said, okay, I guess this is a thing. This is a real business. Okay. And I said, well, I had a background in monetized blogging. I did that for a little while. And I said, well, I'll start blogging. I'll share with people that way. So I, you know, had different blog series and I was doing, you know, pinning everything on Pinterest and posting it on Facebook and doing everything I thought you're supposed to do and everything I thought I should have to do for it to work. And I have a small but mighty following, you know, that were reading the blog post and saying, this is great. This is good. But never sharing, never commenting, never engaging. So it kind of felt like I was just flinging content out into the ether, and it's just nothing was moving forward. Nothing was really growing, at least at the rate I wanted it to grow. And one day I had this idea for a silly video about hashtags. Like, it was very goofy and silly and probably more entertaining than educational perhaps. But I made this video and I put it out there, and everything has been different since then. I mean, to be perfectly honest, like, that was the turning point. And apparently that was what I needed to be doing, is video. That was the thing I was best at. And that was the way in which to reach people the best. Now, it's the exact type of content I was typing in a blog post. My blogs had been kind of funny before. They weren't like just super informational. They were kind of cheeky, very conversational, lots of storytelling. But for some reason, that did not translate as well on the screen, you know, in typed text as it did in a video. And once I made that switch to video, I never looked back. And that's the main form of, I still do blog posts sometimes, but the main thing I do are videos now. And it has, the growth I've experienced because of that choice has been exponential. And not just video, like a previously recorded, uploaded video, but also live streaming. My last launch, for example, I had the joke with my husband that every time I did a live stream, I made 10 sales, but I literally did. And so I would tell him, all right, I'm going to go do a live stream right now because we need to make some more money. And so like every time I hit go live and start talking about my program or, teach on what, you know, one of the things in my course or something like that, I get people who find me who didn't already follow me. I get people sharing things with their audience who didn't know about me before. And one 20-minute, you know, live stream that's mostly educational and informational yields so much because of the algorithms, because of all those technical things that Facebook has going for it. But also because video, you know, is such an incredible way to connect with people. It's so different than just reading typed text. People can see your eyes, they can see your face and your facial expressions and hear your voice, and they trust you so much more quickly than through any other type of media. It makes sense because it's the closest you can get to being in the same room with that person. And, you know, we can't do that, unfortunately, with online businesses, but we can get close by doing video and by putting ourselves out there in that way.
And how do you think, for the people listening who are like, but I don't know what I would say, where do you think you start?
Yeah, what I start with is, you know, what are your frequently asked questions? What are those things that people are constantly emailing you about or tagging your name in a Facebook group. Oh, so-and-so knows about that. Hey, come over here and read this post. You know, what are those the frequently asked questions that your clients and customers have before they buy and after they buy whatever product or service it is that you have? What are the objections that have to be overcome for people to buy? You can turn any of those topics, just one single topic, into a 15, 20 minute video. You know, and it doesn't have to just be teaching, of course. It can just be day in the life kind of stuff. I have found that some of the most effective live streams I've done have been, you know, suddenly I find myself in a really beautiful place. Suddenly I was at the beach just a few weeks ago, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to share this with everybody because it's so beautiful. And I hit go live and I just talked for like 5 minutes and showed the ocean, and people, I mean, that got incredible engagement because people are going, oh, it's so beautiful. Where are you? Oh, I live just a few minutes from there. Oh, while you're there, you have to do such and such. Oh, tell me where this is. I want a vacation there in the future. You know, just all kinds of conversations that can happen. And none of those involve me pitching anything, but I am forming relationships with new followers. I'm deepening relationships with current followers because I'm reminding them that I'm just a person like they are, and I go out and do, you know, whatever things, vacation and all that. And just having that presence consistently, whether it's, again, teaching or just showing a little slice of life, a little peek into your world, can be so beneficial to a brand, you know, whether you're a solopreneur or a bigger business and you've got lots of different, you know, faces of the business, any little peek into your world behind the scenes like that can be so incredibly beneficial.
And that kind of fits into that storytelling piece, right?
Yeah.
How else do you incorporate that storytelling piece into what you do? Because to someone who's listening, maybe Facebook ads and storytelling don't seem like they go together.
Yeah, that's a great question. Really, I look at the concept of series. You know, we, so many things in our lives are about series. We've got TV shows that we watch every, you know, Thursday at 8 p.m. or we've got books that, you know, you've got part 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, you know, whatever. So much of our lives center around this idea of recurring series. And so, and that is storytelling. You know, there's a beginning, a middle, an end, there's a conflict and a resolution, there's a climax. And so I like to transfer those same concepts to Facebook ads. And so one of my favorite ways to do ads is in a series. So I'll have ad number one that's, you know, pretty much informational. Hey, here I am. This is what, you know, this is what I'm selling, basically, in so many words. And then ad number two retargets that audience who watched that first ad and said, hey, also, because I know you're interested because you watched the first ad, here's some more stuff about this, you know, and then ad number three and ad number four, and then maybe ad number five is the doors are closing, this is coming to an end, you know, whatever it might be. I think, you know, that as far as on a macro level, I think you can definitely incorporate storytelling in that way, but also on a micro level, I think literal storytelling, you know, here's who I am. This is why I do what I do. You know, if you go somewhere and you see one item on a shelf and then you see the same item on the shelf, but with a little tag next to it that says, you know, handmade by the people in this Peruvian village, blah, 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 blah. Which one means more to you? You know, the one with the tag and the story, because there's something in you that craves that connection, especially nowadays in the 21st century. I think we're so starved for connection because everything's behind a screen of some sort. Everything's automated. Everything's, we've got more robotic stuff going on and bots happening, you know, everywhere, that I think more and more and more we are craving that connection. And so when we see stories, whether it's on the macro or micro level, when we get a little glimpse into someone's life, when we understand kind of the behind the scenes of why a particular product or service, you know, that adds more value to it. It adds more investment. And honestly, you know, consumers, they might weigh things from an intellectual perspective and pros and cons and pricing and all of that. But most of our decisions as consumers are made almost purely from an emotional place. And so, you know, not to be the master puppeteer and take advantage of that, but you can use that to connect with people on a deeper level by using storytelling. You know, and that whether that's through ads, through your website copy, through, you know, really anything and everything with your business.
Yeah, it's so, so true. And I love the example of the two different products.
Yeah.
So tell everyone, what are you working on right now? What are you like really digging your feet into?
Yeah, actually, I'm working on kind of, this brings it all full circle in a way. I am launching my own show starting this week as of this recording called, original name, The Courtney Show. And it'll be a weekly series of, series, videos. It all comes full circle, but it'll be about business, branding, social media, things like that. And so it'll allow me to, you know, really connect with my audience even further. And so the show will be very, of course, it'll be educational, but like we're going to have things like musical numbers. I'm talking to a composer for a show in the next few months about having like a musical version of the show because my background's in singing and all that stuff. So it'll be super silly, but it'll be fun. There'll be, you know, prizes and giveaways and Q&A and things like that. But it'll be very much like a weekly dose of business strategy, basically. And I don't know exactly what that will become, but right now it'll be YouTube and Facebook. I may repurpose it into a podcast eventually, but I'm super excited because that is sort of the thing that I think I do best, you know, is that I'm able to make topics that are not particularly sexy. I'm able to make them more interesting. So much of what I talk about is like, you know, stats, analytics, conversion rates, you know, all these things that are not exciting. And I'm going to try my darndest to make them sound more interesting and fun and keeping it kind of making it entertaining first. And the educational part is sort of the side effect. So that's what the Courtney Show will be. And I'm really excited. That's my biggest project right now, at least. So
that is so fun. And how can they find it?
I believe, so actually just going straight to my website will be smartest because I'll have something right there on the homepage. So CourtneyFosterDonahue.com. And Donahue is D-O-N-A-H-U-E.
And when does the first one go live?
The first one goes live. Well, this will be, I guess, after the fact, but yeah. The first one goes live next week, which is May 24th, I believe.
How fun is that? I'm so excited. And I can't.
I'm excited.
Well, thank you so much for being here. You were so much fun and you really made talking about Facebook very exciting.
Oh, good. That was my plan. Yay. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And you can find more information about Courtney and her new show at NicoleCulverblog.com/podcast.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.